Welcome to CU Wednesdays, brought to you by the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, a show featuring information about money, banking, and finance, with your host, Fall River Municipal Credit Union CEO and President, Matthew Shondek.
Hi, Matt Shondek, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Welcome you to CU Wednesdays on the legendary WSAIR 1480, sponsored by FRMCU, where we're focused on you. Fall River Municipal Credit Union has been serving the greater Fall River community for over 90 years. Stop by or check out our website at frmcu.com to see all the great ways the great benefits of membership in FRMCU. Fall River is a city filled with programs that help those in need. One of them is the Veterans Association of Bristol County, located at 755 Pine Street here in Fall River. And joining me today is the Executive Director, Kenneth Levesque. You like Ken or Kenneth?
Well, I think I only get called Kenneth when I'm in trouble with my mom. So we can go with Ken.
Ken Levesque's here. He's the executive director of the Veterans Association of Bristol County. We're going to talk about all the great programs they have over there, how they're helping veterans in the community. If you're out there, you have a question, you can always join the conversation. Give us a call at 508-673-1480. So, Ken, why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself and how you get involved with the Veterans Association?
Yeah, so, I'm a Marine Corps veteran myself, and I grew up in Fall River. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that Fall River is unique with the people that want to help and give back to the community. I never really thought of myself as one of those people, but here I am and just loving it, you know, each and every day. Mm-hmm. And getting to meet the veterans that I looked up to, the reason why I joined the service, you know, and being able to give back to them on a daily basis, mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling every day.
Yeah. No, I agree with you on the, this community is one that comes out to help those that mm-hmm. need, and what a group that needs or really deserves our respect and help better than the veterans. You know, they were out there, they fought for our freedoms, they've helped keep us safe. And, you know, if you can't respect and help them, I mean, who can you help?
Yeah.
But this community is one that comes out and really, you know, gives from the heart no matter what the group is. And, you know, with this group and what you do, there's so much that can be done, and I think so much more that should be done.
Yeah,
to help
absolutely,
them.
Absolutely.
So at the Veterans Association of Bristol County, there's different veterans things around, but you're located on Pine Street. How long have they been around, and how'd they get started?
So our background is we were founded in 1987 by a group of Vietnam veterans that wanted to help with claims for VA claims. And that's really how we started. And we morphed into this beast that we are now, where we have our food pantry. That's our number one program that we have now is the food mm-hmm. insecurity. But the food pantry, we have our clothing trailer. We do a coffee social every single morning, Monday through Thursday, for the veterans to just come mm-hmm. in and just, it gives them a chance to socialize.
And that's so important. Just even the socialization, someplace to come, have a coffee, just sit and talk to someone else that may have gone through what they went through.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. So the coffee social, daily lunch. We do a lunch, 50 to 60 lunches, Monday through Thursday. At lunchtime for the veterans to come in, we package them to go. They can either eat them in the center or they can take them to go some work. So mm-hmm. they'll stop in on their lunch break and grab a lunch. And then one of our new ones that we're a new program that we're excited about is our peer program, our peer-to-peer program that we're up and running weekly Monday nights at the center. And we actually open that up, not just veterans, but first responders as well. It's so important for them to feel, you know, mm-hmm. To feel comfortable in a place where you might not want to talk to some of your other, you know, first responders about kind of how you're feeling. So this gives them a chance to come into a totally different situation. Mm-hmm. Tell you the truth, a lot of them are actually veterans themselves.
Well, I was just going to say that I know a lot of the first responders in the fire department, the police department, in my job, and there's a lot of them that are veterans. So yeah. they've served, and now they're coming back and serving on the home front now.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And we actually, just literally yesterday spoke with the Bristol County Sheriff's Office, and mm-hmm. we opened it up to them as well.
Oh, great.
So we just want to give back, you know, we mm-hmm. just want to offer these services to the people that need them, you know, and that's, let's see, we do Wednesday walks at the park across the street. That's part of our health and wellness program that we have. We go kayaking. We purchased some bicycles so that we can mm-hmm. do bike rides in the summertime, kayaking, hiking, you know, all of these different outdoor activities just to keep people together and moving. That's the goal.
Yeah, that socialization, I mean, bringing people in, you know, giving them food, giving them some shelter or some clothes to wear, that's important. But sometimes it's just that human interaction to be able to, you know, sit down, talk to them, or don't even say anything. Let them talk, or let them just sit there and listen, or be quiet.
Yeah, absolutely.
That companionship is so important. And with your facility, now your facility's kind of been growing over the last few years too, right?
Well, our organization is.
Organization.
Yeah, the organization is.
We need more space.
Yeah, and that's something that you know, that's our long-term goal. Our long-term plan is to get into a larger facility so that we can offer more services, mm-hmm. and that's something that we're working towards.
Great. Well, we got to quickly break for our first set of commercials. We're here with Ken Levesque, the Executive Director of Veterans Association of Bristol County. If you're out there, you want to give a call in, give us a shout at 508-673-1480, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shondick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. If you're in the market, you know, maybe you're getting your taxes done, you get your refund coming in, and you want to know where to park that money, check out our great CD rates. We're running specials all the time at frmcu.com. Check out our website to see all the great offers that we have for our specials on loans and CDs at Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Today we're joined by Ken Levesque. He's the Executive Director of the Veterans Association of Bristol County. And you had mentioned bikes right before the break, but then I got you off because to do the commercials. But,
yeah.
You know, how the bikes work and how's that going to go?
Yeah, so we, as an organization, we purchased 15 bicycles and a few tricycles. And the plan is for us to be able to bring people down to the bike path here in the city. We can put the bikes right in the box truck and drive them down there and just, again, give people that camaraderie, the time to be together with other veterans and to be outdoors. We've seen a lot of success with the kayaking trips. So we want to do more with the outdoors, you know, type of activities where people are outside and just enjoying themselves with people that kind of understand them and what they've gone through, you mm-hmm. know. It's therapeutic, you know. When we did the kayaking trips, we kind of all just floated down the river just talking about, you know, what we did in the service, you know. And it was great because a lot of them don't have that with anybody else, you know. I take it mm-hmm. for granted because I talk to people every day, you know, mm-hmm. but they don't have that. So this gives them the opportunity to do that.
That's great. And, you know, as far as the bikes, you know, now you're putting together programs that can go online or come in and find out, you know, when the program is going to start kicking off and everything.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can visit us right on our website, thevabc.org, and we update that constantly and kind of the calendar of what's coming up and what's going on. We have our newsletter that goes out. And at any time, please stop in. You know, stop in at the center. You can see what we have going on. You can see the people that we're helping, you know, and mm-hmm. you can take part in these activities.
Yeah. And you know, the website's great, thevabc.org. And list out all the programs. And the programs are great between lunches, the coffees. You know, there's pictures from the kayak event. Looks great. Now, was that on the Westport River?
Yeah, right at the head of Westport.
Place.
Yeah,
great
drop in right at the head of Westport. They're amazing over there, the Osprey. We rent the kayaks right there. We pay for it all for the veterans, so there's no payment from them.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like I said, it allows us to just get together and enjoy it.
And speaking of get-togethers, last time you were on, you know, was back in the fall, and there was a big game coming up in the fall that you guys are going to sponsor an event to help people get together.
Yeah, that was the college football game, the Army-Navy game.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, it was actually here in Foxborough.
That's right.
Right. So kind of a big deal, you know, in the mm-hmm. area, impossible to get tickets. So what we did as an organization, we linked up with a friend of ours, Matt's Backyard Barbecue, which he's a award-winning pit master, and he actually bought and donated and cooked all of the food. So we had chicken wings, we had ribs, we had brisket, you know. And I believe we had about 30 veterans that came and watched the game. We had a big screen TV set up. One of our veterans brought that, and you know, and we just enjoyed food and watching the game, and it was a blast. We had such a good time.
That's great, and it didn't take a lot. I know people in the community love to help support those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
If that becomes the annual event, I'm sure it's going to get bigger and bigger.
I think it might.
Yeah, even though it's not in Foxborough.
Correct. But. Yeah, I think it might just for the fact that it was very popular. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do all these programs, and there's no cost for most of the veterans. Now, how do you get your funding?
So we get a little bit of funding from EOVS, the Executive Office of Veteran Services in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So we do receive a little bit of funding from them, but the majority of what we do is from donations and fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get out there and get it ourselves. Grants, I do a lot of grants. And, you know, the community as a whole has just stepped up immensely with helping with a lot of different things. You know, our basketball game, our badge versus badge basketball game, Fall River PD against Fall River Fire Department. That's mm-hmm. that's a fun one. That's a community event. It's $5 a ticket to get in. That'll be at Durfee this year, April 18th. And, you know, we did it at Diamond last year, and we filled the gymnasium at Diamond. Mm-hmm. We're hoping this year that we can fill Durfee, and then, you know, we'll go back to Diamond. We want to mm-hmm. make it a community event. That's the biggest goal for that one.
Yeah, that's great. And usually when those groups get out, they have a lot of fun, and it's fun to watch and cheer on your favorite person in uniform.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
But it's all to raise some great funds to help fund all these programs that are out there.
Yeah.
And then even, you know, sounds interesting. The first annual Bristol County Snowshoe Griller.
Yes, that's that's April 30th. That's right around the corner.
March 30th.
March 30th. That is our, we have a barbecue cook-off.
Oh.
And it's going to be at the Elks Club here in Fall River,
mm-hmm.
right on North Main Street. And that one there, we're excited because it's something different and unique that the city really doesn't do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to do something like that. We have teams coming in from all over New England, barbecue teams that are coming in from all over New England.
Okay, so you're not expecting people from Fall River to be cooking the...
Correct. No, this is a real deal barbecue event sanctioned by the New England Barbecue Society.
Great.
It's a real deal barbecue event. So
we're going to have Matt in there?
Yeah, absolutely. You're more than welcome. We have some of our guest judges. You know, Senator Rodericks will be there as one of the guest judges. I've got four of PD and fire department are sending representatives to be part of that as well. So
yeah, that's great. And it's fun. You find events like that that are great. It's something a little different. People can come in. The venue is great for something like that. They've got the whole outside area. Hopefully it's good weather.
Yep.
But they also have the inside in case it isn't good weather. So don't not go because you're worried about the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Come on down. We're doing, they'll be cooking chicken wings. That's going to be a community
there's going to be everything out there, barbecue, outdoor fun, you know, they have the horseshoes back there. You can do a lot of things, and it's only $5.
$5
per person to come in and try some great barbecue from you know, people that are from all around the area, all around this
professional barbecuers, right? I think we all do it in our backyards, but these are the real deal. Yeah.
Yeah, and as we say, that's going to be 11 to 5 on March 30th. So, again, that's only one thing that you're doing for the general community. But if you look at the calendar of events that the Bristol County Veterans Association of Bristol County have. Every day is filled with something for the veterans, and your hours of operation are pretty solid, right?
So Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, we're there 8 to 4. The center is open 8 to 4. And Wednesday is our long day. We do 10 to 6 on Wednesdays for the veterans that are working that might not be able to come during the daytime. So they can come after work and receive the service, whatever, the food, the clothing, things like that.
Yeah. And the walks too.
And the walks, yeah. A lot of that, the Wednesday walks, and then the kayaking we'll do on the weekends and things like that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just so important to be able to help, make something, normalized. That you see the veterans' home that, is coming up to help give them some place to stay. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be challenging because with the cost of housing, you've got to see a lot of veterans coming in that maybe just don't have a solid place to stay, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of veterans that are in need right now, a lot, and some of the older veterans that are on a fixed income, they just can't afford simple things like groceries or hygiene, so we try to fill in those gaps as best we can with what we have, and if we don't have it, we'll kind of refer them out to the other organizations that we collaborate with for the services that we don't,
Yeah. And that goes back to what you said earlier. In this community, there's a lot of different organizations, but they don't get territorial. They're saying, if we can help, we're going to help. If we can't help, we're going to make sure you get somebody that can help. And the Veterans Association of Bristol County is just one of those organizations that helps refer people back and forth. And I know the same thing happens with some of the other ones where if there's a veteran that's in need, they send them over to you. So it's great, that collaboration. It makes me feel good about being part of this community.
It's great.
But we do have to stop again and take another break, do some more commercials. The number is 508-673-1480 if you want to call in. And we'll be back after this with more from the Veterans Association of Bristol County. Welcome back to C Wednesdays. I'm Matt Tronick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. If you hear my voice, you can join Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Fall River Municipal Credit Union is open to everyone who lives, works, educated in the four counties in Massachusetts, of Bristol, Plymouth, Barnstable, and Dukes County, but also the four counties in Rhode Island of Providence, Duke, Kent, and Bristol. So if you can hear us on WSAI, you can probably be a member of FRMCU. So check us out at frmcu.com to see all the benefits of membership at Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Joining us today is one of the great resources here in Fall River. The Veterans Association of Bristol County, Ken Levesque, the executive director, is here. And, you know, there's so many different programs that you offer, and there's some that are kind of unique that you guys really, you know, are cultivating in the area, right?
Yeah. So our biggest one that we have now that we're so proud of is it's called the SHERO program, and that's for our women veterans. Mm-hmm. They don't get recognized as much as they should. So what we've done is we've put this program together, and it allows the women to come in, and we do it usually on the weekends, on a Saturday or a Sunday, and the center is closed, and it gives them that space to be together with other women that have been through what they've been through, right? Mm-hmm. I, as a veteran myself, my stories are totally different than their stories, right? I can't possibly put myself in their shoes and what they've gone through in the military. So this gives them the chance to be together and to talk. And we do different things. You know, I've had a meditation drum and circle for them. Hmm. We've done craft projects. We've done therapy dogs have come in, and they've just kind of hang out with the dogs. You know, that was a fun one. We've taken trips to the military museum in Fort Tabor over mm-hmm. in New Bedford. You know, we just want to do those types of things for the ladies. We just did a really big one because it's Women History Month. We just had a dinner at the VFW. We held it at the VFW Hall, and we had about 30 or so women there, and it was great. I mean, mm-hmm. just to have them together. We had Lisa. She's just got promoted. She's now a brigadier general. Hmm. She's the first general in the Massachusetts National Air Guard. Wow. And we had her as a guest speaker, right? So those are the types of things that we want to do for the women, is just to recognize them and give them that time together that they can kind of grow those relationships. Mm-hmm. And that's really, you know, I've had the VA from Providence come down to find out how we're so successful in getting so many women together, because they struggle with it, mm-hmm. you know. And I think it's just being honest and compassion and just being true to yourself and giving them that space, you know. And I think they pick up on that.
That's great. Yeah, and that's what's great about, you know, the whole organization is, you know, trying to find those niches to mm-hmm. not everybody needs the same thing.
Correct.
But, you know, just giving them the time to figure out what they need and help you provide it, whether it's the SHERO's programs, the healthy food for vets, mm-hmm. The clothing, all the different things that go on over there are so important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We exactly what you said is getting those things that might not be being done, you know, from other organizations. Let's fill in the gaps. What can we do to fill in the gaps?
Mm-hmm. Now, if someone is out there and they're saying, hey, that sounds like a great organization I'd like to be part of, mm-hmm. Veterans can register and join, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything is now on the website, thevabc.org. If you're a veteran yourself, you can register for our services right on the website, and we'll mm-hmm. contact you. If you have any questions, there's a Contact Us page that comes right to me. If you want to volunteer, there's a volunteer page to fill out for us. So mm-hmm. Everything is right there on the website. But also, I always implore people to just come on down. You mm-hmm. know, the door's open, you know. Yeah. We have 100 veterans that come through the door a day. So, you know, a few more is not going to hurt. And I like to show it off. I like for people to see firsthand what's going on.
Yeah, and as you say, it's right there on 755 Pine Street. So mm-hmm. it's not far off the beaten track. For people to get to.
Nope, right there, right by Ruggles Park, right across from Ruggles Park.
Yep. Great, and you know, and if you're out there, there's lots of opportunities, because when you're putting on, whether it's putting the meals together, whether it's, you know, just being there to give coffee and listen, you don't have to be a veteran to help out and be there and be someone that can be giving some comfort, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, I have actually a lot of my volunteers. Mm-hmm. Are not veterans, but mm-hmm. they just want to give back in, mm-hmm. in some way, shape, or form, you know. So forever grateful for that, you know. We couldn't do what we do without the team.
Yeah, so you can register as a veteran, or you can register as a volunteer. But there's also all those great events that you can register for. And you know, as we said, there's the grill coming up on in April. And from time to time, you do just barbecues.
So,
too,
yeah.
Right?
So we'll do cookouts at the center. We'll close down the parking lot. And, you know, we fire up. We've got a few grills. We'll fire up. We set up a tent, tables, chairs, and, you know, hot dogs, hamburger, you know, your typical barbecue event, right? Your outside mm-hmm. barbecue event where we can kind of get everybody together. We've had, you know, councilmen come down and work the grill, helping out with the food and things like that. So, you know, we're so blessed and so fortunate to have the people that support us and to take part in these things, because it's so important for the veterans to see mm-hmm. some of their elected officials coming down to, you know, to give a hand and say thank you, you know. And I think that goes a long way with a lot of the veterans. They see that.
Yeah. And not even, you know, the elected officials, any business person,
anybody,
any part of the community. They want to see that people care. And as we say, there's a ton of people that care here in the Fall River area. So, but you can get involved in that. You know, there's so many different things on the calendar. You can stop by and see Ken and his staff over there. And you don't have a big staff, do you?
No, I wish. No, no. So there's a handful of us and then a small army of volunteers, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm so grateful for them, every single one of them, because they go in every single day. And we have a saying at the end of the day when we leave, you know, we'll see you again tomorrow. We're going to save the world again tomorrow, because we truly believe that, you know, tomorrow we're going to save the world for somebody, you know, and that could be just sitting there listening, you know. It doesn't have to be, you know, giving them food or anything like that, but just mm-hmm. being there for them, you know. And
a dedicated board that, you know, is really looking out to
absolutely.
Try and help you.
Absolutely.
Got, yeah. you know, through your day-to-day operations.
Board's been great. They step, you know, whatever I need, you know, mm-hmm. I any support I need, I get from them. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And coming out of, you know, after a couple of years of everyone having to shelter down and not being able to, it had to be great to be able to, you know, welcome the veterans back in,
yeah.
be able to sit down and have coffee with them without having to have plastic and masks and
absolutely.
Everything else on.
Yeah.
but yeah, you're also starting to come up with different programs to help, you know, raise funds. I mean, you started with a golf tournament last year.
Yeah.
Great time. You know, I went with, you know, Roger St. Mon, the former fire chief, and a few other guys, and we had a great time. And yep. it was the first one, right?
That was our first one, yeah. So yeah. I'm glad to hear that you had a good time. You know, we were trying to figure it out as we go. And we had a blast that day. You know, mm-hmm. it was a lot of fun just seeing, you know, everybody there in support. And we're looking forward to this year, you know. Mm-hmm. This year's tournament is looking to be bigger and better. You know, we're hoping that, you know, we can, you know, get some of the same golfers back. And I've had people register already saying they signed up because of last year. They had such a good time last year.
Mm-hmm. And if you're someone out there that wants to support it, you know, there's all kinds of opportunities for tee sponsor, hole sponsor, pin placement. You know, there's, you know, if you want to sponsor the dinner, you know, yep. this whatever you want to do, you can contact them. The registration and programs are out there. But if not, you can give them a call at 508-679-9277 and get involved in any way you can. Maybe you have something that can be thrown into a raffle prize.
Yep, or absolutely.
Maybe you got a big thing that might be a good silent auction thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's some of, you know, some of the things that we're working on. Last year, we were very lucky. We did get some, you know, some people that kind of brought us different things for raffles, you know, mm-hmm. and that was great. You know, that's their way of giving back. And we're so appreciative of that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people, when, you know, they hear a golf tournament, oh, they make money because people are paying a lot to golf. Well, the golf, this one is very affordable. I was telling Ken off air, I looked at the price and I couldn't believe, because there are some that can get very expensive, you know, sometimes at different golf courses. But, you know, it's affordable. And what happens is people go there, they're having a good time. You know, there's the raffles, the giveaways, things like that. That's where the money can be raised, because people are, you know, helping to, hey, we're going to have a little game. You can move your ball up.
Yeah.
You know, here's the next money. And that's where you get it. So
yeah, that's where the money comes from. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that the cost of the golf is some of it's going to the golf course. Mm-hmm. Then you got to pay for the food, right? So there's a lot of hidden cost, we'll say. Mm-hmm. But
the hole sponsors, the tee sponsors, you know, prizes that you give that can be used to raise money through raffles. That's all the way to make money on these things. Yep. And, you know, if you want to help and support, it's coming up on May 10th. Is there a cutoff on the registration when you want to hear by from people that are going?
I have to, yeah. So I have to submit May 1st. I have to give them a week of final head count.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And if you want to go, you don't want to wait too long because it could fill up. Because as we say, word get out. They had a great time last year. And, you know, if people want to play, they're going to be out there. I already had somebody contact me about this year's about 3 weeks ago. So it's great to know about it. But, you know, those are the type of events. And there's all these different things. You know, the first snowshoe griller we talked about earlier on March 30th. The Badge versus Badge basketball game on April 18th. The golf tournament on the 10th. Then there's even have a few more coming in later in the year. Clam Boil on June 2nd. You know, a car show. What's the car show?
The car show, yeah. So this is going to be our sixth annual car show already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we do it at BCC under the solar panels. So, you know, on a nice hot summer day, we're actually in the shade, which works out really, really well. You know, keeps everybody somewhat cool. Last year's event, I think we had 175 show vehicles there. So it's a good turnout. It's just a good time. You know, it really is. And we accept any vehicles, cars, trucks, motorcycles, everything across the board. And it's really, really a good time. There's a gentleman that brings his bike, his motorcycle, which is, it was actually his son that was a Marine that was killed in action. Mm. And the father redid this bike in his honor. And it brought me to tears when I saw this bike and heard the conversation or heard the story behind it with the conversation with this gentleman. It was just spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you want to go, again, the registration is right on the website. It's Saturday, August 3rd from 9 to 3. Minimal cost I don't even know how that registration cost covers even, you know, having the website up. But it's another great way to get out there and help out. And then you got a Labor Day cookout for the veterans too, right?
Yeah, yep, right at the center. So again, we'll shut down the parking lot and just, you know, it's just an opportunity for socialization and camaraderie, and that's really what we strive for.
Yeah. So if you're out there, you want to definitely help out. You know, go to thevabc.org. There's everything out there to register for the events, donate. Make donations, register to help, volunteer. Maybe you're not a golfer, but you want to go out and help out. There's always things to help out in
Absolutely.
Those, whether it's selling raffle tickets, you know, going, you know, manning the hole in one hole or whatever, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So definitely you can help out. But, you know, just being there for the veterans is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So we have one more break before we wrap up the hour. We're going to be going to that, and then we'll be back to wrap up the hour with Ken Levesque from the Veterans Association of Bristol County. Get your pens and papers together to make sure you get to write down how to contact them, how you can get involved, and we'll be back after this. I'm Matt Trondick, President, CEO of the Fall River Missile Credit Union. Welcome you back to See You Wednesday on the legendary WSIR 1480. See You Wednesday, sponsored by FRMCU, where we're focused on you. Check out our website at FRMCU.com to see all the great benefits of membership with Fall River Missile Credit Union. And one of the great benefits of being in the Fall River in the Bristol County area is the Veterans Association of Bristol County, you know, there to support our veterans that helped, you know, defend our country as and keep us safe. They need our help. And having an association like the Veterans Association of Bristol County to be here to help them is great. But you can't do it all alone. There's a lot of collaboration that goes on around the city, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We could never... never ever do what we do without a lot of these organizations. United Way of Fall River, United Way of New Bedford, YMCA, the Greater Boston Food Bank, the Fall River Food Pantry, the Freetown Food Pantry, Stop and Shop, Amy and Kevin over at Hartley's Pies on South Main Street. You know, the list goes home base in Boston, the Veterans Transition House in New Bedford. We collaborate with all of these organizations. Some of them are veterans and some of them are not, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just, we need to collaborate. We need to work together in order to serve the veterans. That's what mm-hmm. That bottom line is, it's about taking care of the veterans. So if we can all work together and figure out, you know, what you do can help me and what I do can help you, let's do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And having some a group like yours to help them direct them where benefits are. One of the great things about Massachusetts is they require every city and town to have a veterans officer, which yes. which is so important. And that's not what it is where it is the rest of the country, or parts of the country, but that's so important. But you know, just having that one person doesn't help. They need other organizations like yours to kind of direct people. Say,
yeah, correct.
Hey, you know about this. You're having trouble paying your taxes on your house. Do you know there's this benefit that you can get?
Absolutely.
Through the veterans
yeah. So,
office?
And that's Michelle Hamilton, the VSO of Fall River. Amazing. You know, great relationship with her. Mm-hmm. You know, I have her on speed dial and I know she has me on speed dial. You know, she's called me in emergencies she has a veteran that doesn't have any food, mm-hmm. you know, and says, hey, it's the weekend. You know, what can we do? You know, I'll be right there, mm-hmm. you know, and the same thing for her. You know, I have a veteran that needs help with home electric bills or something like that, right? She can help them with that. So mm-hmm. let's get you down to Michelle. Let's figure this out. Whatever we can do to help out, you know, and that's, yeah. you just got to work together.
Yeah. And helping those benefits, the veterans get the benefits that they deserve. There are so many things out there that, you know, some don't know about, yeah. especially as they're getting older, maybe have to go into, you know, assisted living or they need some help. There's you know, money that can be had, you know, by yeah. filling out the right forms or the right way and getting on the list to get it done.
I implore veterans to come down to the center. We share the building with the Disabled American Veterans. They mm-hmm. they have offices in the back of the building. They can help with paperwork, claims for the VA, you mm-hmm. know, and I witness it every day where they're helping veterans collect money that they didn't have, yeah. you know, that and, desperately needed.
And sometimes it goes beyond the veteran. Sometimes it's the surviving spouse of a veteran
yeah,
that has
absolutely.
Passed on. They are still entitled to some of those
correct.
Benefits because they sacrificed too when the people were yeah, yep. deployed.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, the DAV right behind us, you know, they're there pumping out, helping claims, you know, mm-hmm. just working together. You know, that's yeah. the big thing.
Great. Yeah. So it's great. You're doing all those different things and you're always trying to come up with things to remind people and support the organization, whether it's the Army Navy game get together. But, you know, even the golf outing, it's on coming up on May 10th. You're having a nice little twist to it this year.
Yeah. So we added the acronym RED, which is big within the military and veteran community. RED stands for Remember Everyone Deployed. Mm-hmm. And it's a Red Shirt Friday. So I would say 99% of the time on Fridays, I'm wearing a red shirt. Mm. So what we are doing this year is we're asking all of the golfers to wear a red shirt. Our tournament is on a Friday, so we're going to ask everybody to wear a red shirt. We actually are giving out T-shirts with the words, Remember Everyone Deployed on it. Mm. We have red tees being made. We're going to do some unique things on the golf course, you know, mm-hmm. with the red theme. I think it's important to just mm-hmm. remember the people that are out there fighting yeah. for our freedoms right now. You know,
oh, yeah.
And we all take it for granted, you know. So
and we've learned over the last year that it's not just they're out there, you know, not doing anything. it's a dangerous job for them to be doing.
Yeah, very dangerous.
So, no, that's great that, you know, we'll have it. I've already got my red shirt lined up for that day. And if you're out there, you know, definitely get out there. I think it's going to fill up quick, you know, but, you know, get, you know, check it out at the vabc.org. The registration will kick you over to Birdies, which helps the registration for the golf tournament. It's at Swansea Country Club on May 10th. It's going to be a nice, great fun event. So, you know, if you're out there and you're a golfer or you want to support it, there's ways to support it if you're not a golfer, but definitely it's an opportunity. So
absolutely, yeah. Thank
anything
you.
We missed, Ken? We got a couple of minutes left before we wrap up the hour. You know, there's so many great things. The Sheroes program, the Wednesday walks, the bikes, so much stuff
the
going on.
The peer group is big. The Sheroes, you know, you, the list goes on and on, right? But I think that what I really want to say thank you to my staff. None of those programs would exist without them. You know, without them, we couldn't do what we do. And I would like to thank each and every one of them, my staff and all of the volunteers that help us. The volunteers, and then it goes to the community, because again, we couldn't do what we do on a daily basis without the community. So thank you to my staff, my volunteers, and the community as a whole for helping us with our mission in serving the veterans.
Mm-hmm. And you have a great board, and pretty much a lot of the board are veterans or related. And they're giving back to help you, you know, make sure that all the veterans in the area are taken care of, right?
Absolutely, yep. So my board, like you said, a lot of them are veterans themselves. Not a requirement to be on our board, because I think it's valuable to get a full perspective, not just a military perspective, on a lot of the things that we do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thank you to the board. You know, thank you to you for having me today.
Yeah, no, that's great. And just let's remind everybody how they can get a hold of you, whether it's phone, Facebook, whatever.
Website is thevabc.com, .org, I apologize. thevabc.org. We have our Facebook. We are on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Phone number is 508-679-9277. And or you can just stop in 755 Pine Street.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, going on the website, the hours are 8 to 4 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday 10 to 6 because you have the late day, and then Thursday 8 to 4. But if you're in need, but the hours are there or not, you know, there's resources, and you know they're there to help. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are there on Fridays. But it's just an admin day. We're not open to the public. But if there is an emergency, we are available. Yeah.
Great. So, and again, you can always donate there. So there's always ways. Let's support a great cause, the Veterans Association of Bristol County. Thanks, Ken, for coming
on
today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, it's great. And it's so important to help support our veterans and the organizations that are helping support them. So thanks for all the work you do in Fall River and Bristol County.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Great. And if you're out there, definitely consider joining. May 10th is going to be a great fun day, and wear red. So we'll see you next week on See You Wednesday.